You are listening to Mahogany Says with Mahogany Silverain at mahoganysilverain.net. Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Mahogany Silverain with Mahogany Says, and that was not my intro. That was totally different, but I am so glad to be here today, tonight. So hang on with me for a technical moment, and I'll get going. Fresh Meat, an interracial erotic romance by bestselling author L. Loren. Spending bike week in Daytona Beach was supposed to be research for an upcoming movie role. Smoke had no idea all the perks of being an undercover biker would offer. He couldn't afford any mistakes, so he took a vow of celibacy. However, fate had other plans. As soon as he arrived, a beautiful little Spitfire sparked his engine, and he threw those vows right out the window. Baby Bird captured his heart in one day. Now his mission is to make her his and claim his own happy ending. Fresh Meat, part of the Lunchtime Chronicles by best-selling author L. Loren. Available on Amazon. Get your copy today. Southern Comfort by best-selling author L. Loren. Garrison Daniels is on the run after a failed attempt to murder his brother and overthrow his father as boss of the Enterprise faction. Knowing his days are numbered, why would he be in a mansion filled with his father's deadliest associates? One word, Melina. She was getting married, but knew Garrison could never resist disrupting the ceremony. Melina is Enterprise's top assassin, and the wedding, just a ruse to draw out her mark. She's always been Garrison's ride or die. What happens when the sentiment becomes reality? Southern Comfort, a smooth, sweet, and 100-proof interracial erotic romance. Part of the Lunchtime Chronicles. Written by best-selling author L. Loren. Get your copy on Amazon today. You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silverain. MahoganySilverain.net. Okay, now we're cooking. All right. So thank you all for joining us tonight on the Mahogany Says Show. I am so happy and excited to have one of the best authors around, and she's a wonderful lady who I met a couple of years ago now, I think. And she has been like inspirational on a lot of levels for me, and just I'm excited to see her grow. And her name is L. Loren. L, introduce yourself.
Hi. Great to see you, like, on the internet anyway. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. I'm excited about the Lunchtime Chronicles this season and getting everything going.
All right. Well, I'm excited about the new Lunchtime season, and this is season 4 of the Mahogany Says Show as well, and she has been a current guest and, recent guest, I think earlier this year. And we spoke about another one of her Lunchtime Chronicle books. And so this is like, every time she comes on, she's like the best person. We always cut up and giggle and dish some stuff. So let's get started. I want you to tell our audience who may be new listening tonight a little bit about yourself and what you call Loverotica.
Okay. Well, my name is L. Loren. I write interracial romance. It's normally hot and sexy, and I've branded my particular brand, Loverotica, which is love stories with an edge of sexy. And I love writing interracial romance, and I'm always going to have African-American heroine at the forefront because I feel... that our stories are not told as often, and they need more exposure. So that's what I write about. And mostly the men are white as a love interest, but I have written Asian male and Latino, and I'm not opposed to other races. Yes. So you
that's
might
right.
see some of those in the future.
All right. Let's see. You did you write an Asian one for the? It's for a group.
It was for a box set that Asian male black white black woman for mm-hmm. I think it was Shea Spivey's group. It was a Halloween edition, and it was fun to write.
Okay, nice. Yes, we are in that season again too. October, mm-hmm. One of my favorite months and one of my favorite holidays. So. Okay, so
I wonder what you will
into,
dress
yeah.
as this year.
So, oh, well, probably something short and with pigtails. So I don't know.
All right, I saw Harley Quinn in my head when
yes.
you said that.
Yes, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. I mean, it's so fitting, isn't it? And her T-shirt that says Daddy's Little Monster on it.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. And I have the bat, too, so.
Oh, okay, then. I won't ask what that's for.
It's for baseball, people. It's for baseball. No, I'm just kidding. It goes with my outfit. But so what are you thinking of dressing as?
Oh, man, I probably won't even dress up this year.
Oh,
I don't know, because it just moved and I got to get settled, so I don't know.
Again, to fire Reddit Chronicles, because it is hot, just as the title suggests, definitely fiery hot and roasted. And Griffin Long, now how did you come up with that character? He is something else.
I love Griffin. He is a fireman, for those who haven't read the book. And he was, as a young kid, he was picked on because he was poor. And the little kids, you know how kids are, they have their little cliques in school. And
oh, yes.
He had a crush on the prettiest girl in school, who is also, you know, her parents were well-to-do. But I did a little twist in the book where she was actually nice to him. As opposed to, you know, you see all the little rom-coms and the
right.
high school head cheerleader is always the bitch to the nerdy guys.
Yeah.
So, Griffin was a nerd, and then when he grew up, he became the town hunk, and he's the fireman, you know, the hot, sexy fireman that
mm-hmm.
all the girls want now, and he don't want nothing to do with them. He's got eyes for one girl and one girl only.
And that girl only, that's it. But, oh, yes, Sia, that character was something. There was a scene in the book. She was making fun of Pia, and he lit into her, and I was laughing the whole time. It's like, well, you come out your
everybody
dungeon.
Everybody hates
Pia. Yes. Oh, my goodness. She is the character that you love to hate, definitely. Because I also liked how you do your characters that way, because that was hilarious.
Yeah, I don't really like the mean girls, so, you know, I kind of have to.
But you're pretty good at
little...
writing them. Yeah.
I love writing them. Don't get
me wrong.
I would
definitely
writing.
Say you are very good at writing the mean girls, because I could definitely picture Sia. I mean, just, she was a mess. And, you know, to going after someone who she didn't like in high school at all, you know, but just to be spiteful and petty. And, I mean, you did a good job with her. So, yes, I would definitely say.
Well, thank you. I found that I might have a knack for writing villains. And
yes,
I kind of like that.
I think you do. I think you found your niche there. You write definite, really good villains. She's kind of like Alexis on Dynasty, but I'm dating myself with that one.
Oh, wow.
Although, yeah. If you stop and think about
going
it.
Around with Diane Carroll.
Yes.
And Alexis.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. I love it. Right? Well, that's what she reminds me of. You know, this rich woman who just, you know, I mean, the way he described her perfume. said old lady perfume.
Old lady perfume, really.
Old lady perfume. That was funny. See, an erotic book, but there's still, you always bring some humor to it. I love that. That was something else.
I try my best. And I remember that from when I was little, because there was this lady in church that always wore way too much perfume.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a cloud around you. And she always had to hug you. And you were like, ooh, get away.
Right? You just like buried in
well,
it.
Well, that's where
like,
I got
oh.
that from.
That was spot on, because I've come across people who are a little too much cologne or a little too much perfume, and they always want to hug you. And now it's like it's so strong, and I have asthma, so I start wheezing. Like, no, no, no. I love you from afar,
and
sir.
And it lingers.
No, no, no.
Like,
yes. They leave the room, and it's still there. You can see the, you know, just feel this dense fog.
You could probably
you know?
See it if you look hard enough.
Yeah, if you look hard enough, you probably could see it, because eyes are just watering because it's so heavy, you know. But anyway,
yeah,
so
I am really
enjoying yeah.
writing this.
Yes. So what was your inspiration for Miss Talar?
Talar, I saw this picture on when I was looking for heroines, because I always have to have that visual representation before I start
mm-hmm.
writing. I go and I find the characters or who I feel will inspire me to write the character. And
mm-hmm.
I saw this lady, and I was like, oh, my God, I need her to be Pilar. And Pilar was going to be the pretty girl who she was, but she had a good heart. So she wasn't the typical mean girl. She was in the clique, and they didn't really like her
right.
because she was so pretty,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, they talked about her behind her back. But she was always nice to everybody. She had a good heart. It was a small town, but when she got old enough, she went away to college, and she stayed away from the small town because she didn't like the mean girl mentality.
Right.
But when she came home, I mean, she was forced to stay after her accident. And I wanted her to have the accident and get disfigured so that the theme of the story wouldn't be focused on her looks.
Nice.
I wanted them to focus more on her and her personality and how much
personality.
Griffin loved her. Yeah. He
and
didn't care what
awesome.
She was like.
Wow. Oh, it looks like we have a caller calling in.
Oh. Yay.
So you must have. Or just listening. But if you are wanting to ask a question, just click the button and let us know. Click button one if you would like to ask a question on the air, and I will definitely let you come on and ask Miss Lauren a question.
So, no, it's a question.
Right. So with Pia, well, I guess that's her nickname in the book,
yeah.
which I thought was cute, you know, in contrast to Sia. But, you know, when she gets to be homecoming, you know, and just like, I was like, yes, I was just cheering. And this whole dynamic between the two of them. And you think they're just like right, you know, for each other, because she actually really likes him. And I was
mm-hmm.
waiting for like, you know, and then she got interrupted. I was panicking at first. I was like, wait a minute, who's shooting at them?
I wanted, like, I didn't want to have too much sex in this one, but I was like, I got to heat it up a little bit. So, but they were in high school, and I didn't want to have a sex scene in high school, so I
right.
felt weird about that. So I'm like, well, let's just delay it 10 years, and then we can
right.
really heat it up.
Well, that
but
worked out perfectly.
Her brother had to interrupt them.
He had to interrupt them, yes. Ah, I see our caller does have a question, so I'm going to put the caller on so they can ask you.
Cool.
Hello? You have a question?
Hey, caller. Hello?
Hello. You're
Hi.
On the air. Hi.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
No, I kind of just have a comment. This is Martha Spearman-Rowe.
Hey, Hey,
okay.
How
hi,
you doing? How you doing, Ellerin?
Oh, great. Thank you for calling in.
No, I just kind of have a comment.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to let I'm doing okay. I just wanted to let you're welcome. I just wanted to let you know that I was really enjoying the Lunchtime Chronicles.
Awesome. You might want to turn your sound down in the background so you can hear us.
And I really enjoyed Fire Roasted.
Oh, good. Well, Martha is a big supporter of the Lunchtime Chronicles, so I'm very happy that you called in.
Yes, thank you for calling in, Martha.
I have hot flashes, so I can't get too hot. So it's probably my air conditioner.
Yes, I understand.
Oh yes, I'm part of the hot flash club, so I totally understand.
Yeah,
I have a little fan going on right now.
Enjoyed Fire Roasted.
Awesome. What did you like
what
about?
What was your favorite part?
Martha, what was your favorite part?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. She asked, what was your favorite part of Fire Roasted?
I like that Pilar got the little mean girl's code during the dance, during homecoming.
Oh, yes.
At the auction?
She
like
said the homecoming.
Homecoming. Oh,
how her mother told off the girls. I think that was at the auction,
wasn't
it? That
was my second favorite part, but my favorite part was when, you know, at the homecoming, they were still in high school.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Pilar was not was not embarrassed to be with Griffin when they were in high school.
Right.
And she was okay with him escorting her during homecoming. And she told the, she got the little girl's toes, so that was one of my favorite parts.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, to be honest, her mom kind of irritated me at the beginning of the story.
Yes.
But she kind of redeemed herself at the end, but she did kind of.
Yes,
she did.
She was supposed to, so I'm glad. She irritated me.
Yes. She was, yes. Yeah, mom was, I mean, if you can actually, I'm thinking she's probably wanting the best for her daughter, but at the same time, mm-hmm. you know, what we think is the best sometimes is not always what our children want or even need. So
she was a
I'm learning
climber.
It the hard way now.
Yes. So in this instance, mom was not always right, but
yeah, mama was a social climber.
Yeah.
So she cared more about
yes, she was. She cared more about appearances and making the right connection with the right people and
all right,
you know, to get
congratulations
ahead.
Again, Ellerin.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Martha, for calling in. And continue listening, okay? Right. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Okay, awesome. Yes. So that was nice. But, yeah, I agree with her. You make some really good villains, too. So mom was, yeah, that was perfect. But she did redeem herself, and I'm glad she did, because yeah, that.
Yeah.
I won't give any real spoilers, you know. But yes, because yes, mothers and daughters was definitely. I think I'm closer to my mom now than I've ever been in my life, and especially when I was a teenager. We did not see eye to eye.
<Mm-mm>.
Not at all. But later on, I found out there was a reason for that, and it really had nothing to do with me. So. That was fun to find that out. Like, okay, so you really did love me. You just had issues. But everybody
has
issues
so that
I could. Yeah, yes, I don't know why, but, you know, she really loved my father, and she saw a lot of my father in me, so that was like, you know, you just like your father. Like, I can't help that. She still says that.
Wow.
Yeah. But she's always been a blessing in my life and taught me to stay strong, and so I feel like I've learned a lot from her, and I'm still learning, and I think she's learning from me as well now, so that's cool.
That's awesome.
Yes. So what about you?
Oh, and our life lessons. Oh,
yes.
Well, my mom's gone now, mm-hmm. but she and I were always very close, but we butted heads when, you know, the hormones hit you and a teenager, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They always hit you, and you got to argue because you're fighting to be an adult, and you're not really an adult, and your mom knows better, but you don't want to listen. So
yes.
That's how things go.
Yes, I wish I had listened to her a little more when I was younger. She actually knew what she was talking about. But,
right, you always find out. Mama knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, she knew what she was talking about. Especially when they warn you not to do something and you do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hard-headed.
Mm-hmm.
Or when they don't like the guy you're dating, but you can't live without him.
Right. Come to find out, Mama was right. I should have left his behind where I found him.
Uh-huh. Shouldn't even spoke to him.
Nope. Shouldn't even looked his way. But it's funny how you find that out later. It's like, you know, but you're
right.
All into it. And nope. If there's even one little red flag, you should listen to that red flag. So tell us a little bit about what's coming up in Watermelon Sugar.
Oh, okay. Well, Watermelon Sugar is the next addition that I'm adding for Lunchtime Chronicles this season. And it is a sports romance. And I am so excited.
Oh, nice.
Because I've always wanted to write a sports romance. I'm a, like a basketball head. I love basketball.
Oh, okay.
So, and this book, we have a professional, a whole professional league that I created.
Nice.
And the team is called the Carolina Flight.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a star player coming to their team. Her name is Rebel Kane. And
mm-hmm.
she is like the reigning league MVP, the baddest chick on the planet. And
nice.
Her head coach is Mr. Ansel O'Sharon. And Ansel is a bearded ginger who is gorgeous, has kissable lips. And her and Ansel meet for the first time. Of course, they know who each other are, but they meet in person for the first time.
Wow.
Where they actually can talk and be outside of basketball on a photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And there, it's kind of like this. It's not Sports Illustrated. It's ESPN, where they do the body issue, and they're all naked.
Right.
So they're on that photo shoot, and so things get popping between the two of them on the photo shoot in the dressing room. I'll just say that.
Oh.
And
all
then
right.
She finds out she's getting traded to his team.
Oh.
So she's not on his team yet. But then she gets traded to his team because it's supposed to be just like a one-off where they just hit
right.
and quit and go about their business and nobody masks them
right.
up.
And nobody knows.
Yeah,
no. Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, that doesn't work very well when you're playing for the coach that you can't stop thinking about and the coach can't stop
exactly.
thinking about you.
Exactly. Ooh, now that sounds
but
juicy.
But then there's a little twist in the plot and she becomes owner of the team.
Oh, no.
She gets to become part owner, and then the roles switch where she's an authority and he's not.
She's the boss. Oh.
Right.
Ooh, yeah, that does
and
sound
you see
juicy.
How he reacts to that. That's going to be really fun. And it's hot and sexy. They have a lot of sex in this one, as opposed to Fire Hostages when it you know, Fire Roasted, they were young.
Yeah, Fire Roasted, they were young.
At the beginning.
But still, the sex scene in Fire Roasted was very hot.
Well, they were grown.
I will definitely say that. Yes. Yes. The more mature, where both knew what they wanted, what they like, and yes. So That does make for, yes.
Yeah, the watermelon sugar is fire from the beginning. I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
In the opening pages.
Oh, all right.
So that's nice. Going to be fun for you guys.
So they're kind of connected.
Like,
all right.
No.
You said no, they're not connected?
No, fire roasted and watermelon sugar are not connected. But
okay.
I was thinking about the hot seeds and watermelon
sugar.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Oh, okay. So why the name watermelon sugar?
That song was in my head when I was looking for characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, something about it, I was like, well, I know what it means, watermelon sugar, about oral pleasure, a man giving a woman oral pleasure. And I was like, oh, yeah, I can
work with
that.
Is that what that means?
In a book, yeah. That's the slang.
I didn't know that.
That's what he's eating her watermelon sugar. He's tasting her.
Oh, I had no idea what that meant. So that's a first for me. I had no idea.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of
that. That's pretty interesting. Okay, now that song is means something totally different to me. Is that what he's referring to?
Oh, it sounds like a
song?
Cute little pop song, but he got something.
Yes, it does.
Uh
huh. I see. Well, gotta stop my kids from listening to it now. No, I'm just kidding. They're totally listening to it. Watermelon sugar high. I got it.
The cover model, his lips just inspired me for that. I was like, oh, yeah, he's got some nice lips.
Yes.
And he's got
he
a
does.
Beard. And, yeah. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, oh.
Yes, the whole beard thing. I like that now. Don't ask me why.
Okay.
Yeah, it's,
I know why I like it. So if it's any,
yeah, yes,
yeah,
mhm. And yes, it's, I will say, my person's beard is very soft. So,
no, keep it conditioned.
Yeah.
That's good. Good
yes,
good
I
look.
Keep it conditioned. Yes.
Look at you! You got me talking like this on an interview.
On the interview. I know, but see, we always never just interview. We always talk about stuff. So it's like, but that's why people love listening to you when you come on the show. It's because we always get, you know, we get girly and giggle and we laugh at stuff and we talk about things we don't always have to do with the book. Which still makes it for a nice and fun interview because, you know, you are a great writer and you inspire a lot. And I still remember from some of the other books that I've read, certain scenes that come to mind. So whenever I'm reading your books, it's just like, this is another memorable scene for me.
Oh, thank you.
There was one, I think there was, it was the woman's MC. And I think she was in love with a cop and there was an issue.
Okay. Yeah. Lady Guardian.
Yes. Lady Guardians. That's it. Yes, and the memorable scene was the whole dressing up as Velma. That, yes. Kinky, yes. Exactly. So I said, you always have these memorable scenes, and if I read anyone else's book, yours always sticks out to me because you have humor and sexiness together, and it's just, you know, it stays in my mind. It's like you and Sonya both do that because I can read your books and it will stick with me, whether I've read it 10 books ago or whatever, I will still remember those scenes. And so when I'm reading a new book of yours and I'm thinking back to the scenes that you have, like, oh my gosh, you did it again. You know? So,
You can see the smile on my face. I love
that.
Thank you.
Yes, and I love that. That's saying something that I can remember, you know. Yeah, I have a hard time remembering some things, but I remember yours. Because they always, you know, there is something that always sticks in my mind because you make it memorable. You know, it's like something you do not forget. It's like a very memorable love scene. And just some of the things that some of your characters say and do is just, yeah. like the one-eyed cyborg and
Cyclops.
Cyclops, yes, Cyclops, that's it. Oh, that's what I was saying. It's like things like that. They're just, you know, memorable, and that's what makes your books great. And speaking of which, she also has a whiskey series. And how is that coming along?
I love my whiskey series. It is my most popular series. And, I tied in a Lunchtime Chronicle into that. So I have whiskey, Tennessee's Whiskey, then Southern Comfort.
Southern Comfort.
And Whiskey Sour.
Ooh.
And then next year I'll have another addition to that.
Okay.
And I already have purchased the photo for the cover. So I already have that in mind,
okay.
What I'm going to do with that.
Nice.
Eventually I will talk about, well, if you haven't read Whiskey Sour, there's the horsemen in it. And they will eventually get stories too. So.
Oh, nice. No, I haven't read Whiskey Sour. That's the only one I haven't read. But I've read Tennessee's Whiskey and Southern Comfort, which we heard the commercial for earlier. So if you get a chance, get out there and get these books because they are wonderful. And definitely, whether you like whiskey or not, you will love Tennessee's Whiskey. So this is, because I'm not real big on whiskey, but yes, you made me actually consider it because of those books. So I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe I need to try some of this. It's just, you know, but I really enjoy the first two. So I'm looking forward to reading Whiskey Sour. So I'm catching up on some books as well. So that will, I definitely say, Mahogany says, get these books. Get the whiskey series and definitely read Fire Roasted because it's a sweet story as well as, you know, not just an erotic one, but it is because the beginning was sweet. And I like how you did that and that, you know, you kept the innocence of the teenage romance. You know, most people can't do that. And even though it's a love story, it's, you know, but that was the innocence that you kept. I really like that. So I was glad that they didn't have sex when they were teenagers, but that the mature, that they came back 10 years later and the feelings were still there. So it was, you know, the beginning of love. And then you show what love in full bloom looks like. And I like that. So you did a great job with that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I thought myself on that. I was like, you cannot have them having sex. I know kids in high school have sex. But I didn't want that in the book.
I can't blame you because, you know, just because it's become the norm, you know, and that still floors me how they can do that and now have all these diseases and stuff that, unlike, we hadn't heard of those until I was in my 20s or 30s, you know. But
right.
Kids at this, you know, but teenagers are coming down with it. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, how many people are you sleeping with in high school? That was just, like, unheard of. You have the occasion of one or two girls getting pregnant, but now it's, like, inundated. So, that shouldn't be a normal thing.
Teenage shows on TV were about the 16 and pregnant. Like, who does that? When we were in high school, you were shamed for getting pregnant.
Exactly. We had girls disappear because they got pregnant. You know, come back 9 months later, and you're like, what happened to you? Like,
went
off to have the baby and came back to school. I think my senior year is when one girl actually stayed in school throughout her pregnancy. She had the baby right after graduation. But, she was the only one that stayed in the school and went to school. And that was, even then, it was, you know, kind of scandalous. You know, for us, but that was the 80s. I'm dating myself.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. My senior class, we had a girl that was pregnant, but her husband, she got married while she was still in high school. Because I don't know why she got married, but she got married. He was in the military. So when she graduated, she was pregnant and married. I'm like, wow.
Well, that was starting fast, but. Back in the day, that was the thing, though. You got married like almost like at 14. Even in the Bible, there were 14 years old and they got married. But that's what I kind of refer to when I know girls get pregnant like at church and stuff, and I don't look. Even the woman who gave birth to Jesus was only 14 years old. So you know what? God can use anybody. So don't count yourself out just because this happened. So it kind of helps to ease it a little bit for them so that they're not, especially when other church people kind of judge them for what they've done.
Yeah, and they be doing the same thing. They just didn't get pregnant.
Yes, right. So who are they to talk, Like, what was that? He was out saying cast first stone.
Right.
I was like, yeah, don't cast stones when you live in a glass house.
Got
yeah.
that right.
Mm-hmm. So. All
right.
Yeah, so what's next for you?
What's next? After Watermelon Sugar, I have to tell you about this wonderful box set that I'm in, the Savage Bloodline Mafia.
Yes.
I can't wait. We've got over 20 authors in this box set, and you guys, it's on pre-order now. Please, please, please go get it. It's only 99 cents. And if you have accounts outside of Amazon, that will help us because we're trying to get USA Today. And in order to do that, we have to sell books outside of Amazon. Like if you got Barnes & Noble or iTunes, Nook, go get it for us. If you can afford to spend $4 or $5, get one on each platform. Because we really need to sell those books. We're trying to get USA Today. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. 20 great authors. We're going to have all kinds of mafia. And this week we just had all of our individual book covers.
Those book covers revealed, yes.
And those guys, every one of them are hot.
Yes.
I tell you,
I looked at the last
one. Ugly one in the bunch.
I didn't either. I was like, this DeLuca family, that's a pretty
gorgeous.
Yes, they are gorgeous. So this family alone was like, ooh.
We're having a great time writing that, and it'll come out in March of next year. But we were trying to talk it up now,
trying
so
to get
you guys
free,
get excited
yes.
and yeah,
yes, to get the
pre-orders
in. Yes, I've already pre-ordered mine because I can't wait, and I got a little bit of a taste of it with a salt shaker. So yes,
okay, and then there's also
if
you can't really wait. Siren Allen has written an intro, and it's free to download. You can go to her website and download it and read all about the DeLuca family and how they came to be. It's like an intro to the whole series.
To the whole series.
And it's free.
Yes.
Please do that.
I have that as well. So, yes, please download that because I have downloaded that, and it is very nice. Yeah, definitely worth reading. And definitely worth, getting pre-ordering the books. So, like she said, if you want to go to other websites, Barnes & Noble, maybe Books A Million or other places that go ahead and pre-order because this is an exciting series that's going to be. I mean, just to me, I can't wait for it. And I wasn't into mafia romances, but yes. After I read some of Sonia's books, Sonia B, I got into it. So I'm like, oh, yes. So when you guys came out with the Savage Bloodline, that's when I was like, okay, this one's going to be good. Because I know most of the authors on there, and it's like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a great set. So definitely get to your computers, sign up, whatever you got to sign up, and download these books. I mean, if it's, this is going to be really big. So I'm telling you now. And we're going to push that so they can become number one because a lot of the authors that are part of this box set are best-selling authors, as Elle Loren is also a best-selling author, as well for her individual books. So you've got a lot of great authors in this series. So this is going to be huge. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
You're definitely trying to make that USA Today list.
Yes.
And congratulations to my girl Siren Allen. She made it yesterday in a different
box.
Yes. And I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, I was waiting for the Once Upon a Villain series this year. Did that not go through?
No, we didn't do the villain series this year.
Oh. I was waiting for that because I thought I missed it. I had so much going on this year, but
I think there was a little confusion, but we were gonna do it, but then we didn't.
Oh, okay.
So maybe when she has more time next year, I don't know.
Yeah.
I
definitely
want
to do it again.
I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, I enjoyed doing it last year, so I really wanted to do another one. So I guess
as
that will
you
be.
As say that, a few of us are gonna in the villain series are gonna have our books on sale coming October 28th through the 31st, and they'll be 99 cents. So keep a lookout for that.
All right.
Myself, Siren, Sonya, I believe Carolee. I want to say Carolee, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, there will be quite a few of us that have the 99-cent sale going on.
Okay. Well, I'll have to do that, too, then. That'll be good.
Yeah.
And it's the 28th?
The 28th through the 31st.
Through the 31st.
Make sure you let Siren know so she can put you on fire.
Okay. I'll do that. I will definitely do that. Yeah. So that will be awesome. So you heard it here first. It'll be on sale, 28th. So we'll do that for 99 cents. And the villain series from last year, it was really good. So, yes, definitely. I enjoy that. And I still promote those, as well as the Savage Bloodline on my Twitter feed. I've just because every time I see something, I'm like, oh, yep, got to share that. So definitely. And anything else that you have to share and, you know, so whenever I see it or I see you or Sonya or Siren, I always add it so that because I know you guys are putting them, I mean, just cranking them out. I still don't know how you have the discipline to do that. That is awesome. So how many books did you write this year?
Oh God. Let me look. At least 4, maybe 5. I still have, you know, the next Lunchtime Chronicle to finish, and then I did a story that it was in a box set, and now the box set is over, so I'm gonna release my individual story as by itself. So I did a little bit of rewriting and added some things to it, and I'm gonna it's a cowboy story, and I'm
gonna
do a cowboy story. So I'm starting a cowboy series. It's called Bohemian Outlaw. And that one,
ooh,
I'll have out probably November. That'll be fun.
Okay. So November. All right.
Yeah.
Looking for a cowboy story in November. Nice. So Bohemian, what was it again?
Bohemian Outlaw.
Bohemian Outlaw. Okay, so be looking for that one in November. And Watermelon Sugar is what day in November? Or is it December?
November 10th. November
10th. Mm-hmm. So November 10th, be looking out for Watermelon Sugar. And yeah, now that I know the meaning.
And with the Lunchtime Chronicles, we always release on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
We just had a shout out to Kia Wright, who just released Naked Sushi, this week.
Yes,
and
yesterday.
She is all over. You guys get that one. It's awesome.
Yes.
And next week, we're taking a break to give you guys time to catch up on reading.
To catch up.
And then the next Wednesday, which is November 3rd, it'll be Keita Kendrick time, and she will release Spice Cake.
Mmm.
So
yes,
I
love the cover
one.
For that one. Mm-hmm. It's like a really good cover. Spice Cake is good.
And Keita always delivers, so yeah.
Yes,
awesome.
She does. She really does. I can't wait to have her and Posey, because she had Red Moscato last week. Yes. So
mm-hmm.
I can't wait to get them on here so we can discuss their books, because I'm reading through them, and right now I'm reading Deep Dish. I'm just about finished with it. So, yes, and I'm loving the characters. Especially Tony. Tony is a mess.
Angry man.
Yes. But I can understand why, though. You know, when you've had your heart broken, it's kind of, you know, bitterness can set in if you're not careful.
You have to be rude to your customers.
Yeah. I know, right? But there are just something like that. They're just, you know, just kind of rude. And sometimes it's kind of fun to get through that rough exterior. because, you know, underneath they're really a teddy bear, but, you know, it's hard to get to that point when all you can see is the growl, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was definitely growling, so.
It is a fun series this year. All the stories are very good, so.
Yes, even the ones from earlier this year are, yes, exciting. So I'm glad that you guys continue and that you have a new season with Lunchtime Chronicles, because they're really fun to read and spicy and sexy and makes you hungry too, because all these food references, which we asked Miss Thierry about that, and they're short and you can pick them up and read them through your lunch hour or break or whenever, and you know, have a good story that stays with you, and especially your stories, which, you know, you have these memorable scenes. So I will say again, Fire Rose, memorable scenes, several. There are several in this one, and I like it, and it was definitely funny how he got the name Roast, so that was another memorable scene. For a little probing.
I was trying to figure that scene out. I was like, how in the world am I going to tie this together? And I just kept,
you did.
I came up with it.
That was perfect. That was perfect. That was absolutely perfect where you came with that. And him and his, so, you know, I felt so bad for him. But I could see that, because I watched 911 play.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have stuff that, you know, they play practical jokes when each other in the firehouse. So I could totally picture that, of him walking in with this, you know, he thinks his pride and joy was supposed to, you know, he pranked him. I was like, oh, no. Yes, that they all had these different little names. That was funny. That was really cool and very realistic, because it actually does happen. So in firehouses, when I was a dispatcher, and I used to work 911 communications, and the guys were always playing practical jokes on each other. And even sometimes the dispatchers as well. We might send them somewhere, and it turns out it was, I think one of them was like a party. It was a birthday for one of them. And we actually called it in as like an emergency, so they went there.
Wow.
Went, but it turned out that it was a party for them, so for one of the guys. So that was fun. So, yeah, they're always fun.
I wish
fun,
I would have
so.
Known that. You could have told me that. I could have written the book.
You could have put it. Oh, see, I didn't know you was writing it about a firefighter until I read the book. So, yeah. See, next thing you have to give me a heads up. If you're doing anything with police or firefighters, I can help you out on that one. We got fun stories.
All right.
So, especially when my dad told me a lot of his stories from being a police officer, so I got some good ones.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be tapping your brain.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's why I started writing the Kenya Clark series. It's, you know, it might seem aren't as memorable as far as funny stories go, but, yeah, that's how I got the procedure and stuff down. So, yeah.
Oh, you definitely got that down.
Oh,
yeah. I love those stories.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm working on the third one, so kind of doing two books going back and forth depending on who's talking to me that day.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought I was kind of loony at first when I said that, but, you know, the more I interview authors, the more they say the same thing, and I'm like, okay, so I'm not the only one whose character's talking
to
them.
No, nothing wrong with you.
Nope. So apparently that's normal. So I'm glad. I'm really glad to know that. So tell us about where they can find your books, and on Amazon or anywhere else, and if you have a website or anything, so you can let my audience know.
Well, please go to Amazon.com. Most of my books are on Kindle Unlimited, so if you have that, you can download them and read them without having to spend too much money. And I do have a website. It is LLevinWriter.com. And you can go there and see all about my books. And get to my Predator series has a special section where you can go in and read all about the different characters and how they came to be as MC. If you join my newsletter, you get a free book download, and it introduces you to my Predator MC characters. And then you can read all about them. If you love motorcycle clubs, they're hot.
Most definitely. And I'm going to be picking your brain, too, on the Motorcycle Club, because Wolf Daddy is all about that. So I might be picking your brain on that one, too.
All right.
But don't be surprised if I send you a text, like, okay, so how do you get this part to because this will be my first MC romance, so, and I'm adding BDSM to it as well. So there you'll have that dynamic, the domination and submissive. So from personal experience and from talking with other people. So, and also, you know, with me, it has to be paranormal. So they're werewolves.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
you did have to work that in, didn't you?
Yes, I did. That's me. That I'm all about the paranormal. So, you know, we got to add that aspect to it. So, I'm enjoying writing it. And I got triggered with some things, but because I'm writing from experience, but it's been very therapeutic. So I'm looking forward to the finished and see how people take it. So yeah, I probably will be pulling on you. So I want to make
welcome
sure.
Welcome to
it right.
Just let me know.
Because I love your MC stories and Predator MCs, and she is, what was the one with Mouse and
Taming of LaRue?
Yes, Taming of LaRue. That's my favorite one of hers from her MC, Predator's MC. So, yes, so get that one, most definitely. If you read any of them, if you like MC romances, yes.
And
yes, and Lady
I have
Guardians.
Like six of them on audiobooks, so. That tip.
Yes.
If you don't,
because that's
don't
how
learn,
I was listening
listen.
To. I was like, oh my goodness, she just took off with the audiobooks. Nice. I love that. Because you have what, like four
I found,
now?
You know, I have six actually.
You have six? Okay.
Six
so,
now.
So I got to catch up.
My, the Whiskey Collection, and then I have Tame of LaRue, Lady Guardians, Hall Pass. So, yeah. Those are six.
Yeah. So how many books total have you written?
Oh, you would have.
And
that.
Published.
I don't know. Somewhere close
to 30.
You probably
lost count by now. Wow.
Yeah, I don't. And they say you're supposed to know, but I don't keep track
yeah.
of them. I just write them and publish them. I know them, but I don't count them.
Wow. So that's why I said she stays busy, folks. I mean, she knocks them out even when she doesn't feel well. So that is awesome. So yes, she's amazing, and she does a lot of things, and she is really a real sweetheart. And I liked her from the moment I met her online, and it is, you know, we just kind of clicked. And so yes. Thank you, sis. You are amazing and awesome. I'm so happy to see this. You know, how much you've grown in just the last couple of years and how big you've gotten, just, you know, and I mean that in a good way of just how you've blown up, you know, and just into a little bit of everything now. And so I'm looking forward to your cowboy stories because I love your MCs and your memorable sex scenes with the Lunchtime Chronicles. So, yes, I'm looking forward to that. So I definitely, anything you put out is like, I'm going to read it. So I don't care what it is. I'm going to read it.
That is awesome.
Yes. Yes. And you are awesome. So thank you for putting out such quality books and just, you know, and like I was telling Sierra, books that I can identify with and that touch me on the level of like, wait a minute, was she in my head? There was one story. I was going through the exact same thing and I was reading your story. I was like, oh my God, is she in here somewhere? I mean, literally was exactly what I was dealing with. So yes, so I love how you just, you know, I can relate to your stories are so real, you know, very relatable. So
that's the best compliment ever.
Well, you're welcome. You deserve it because yeah, if you like real and raw, that's just, you know, and that's how you write it, just, and it comes across and it's like, oh, I can identify with this, you know. So yes, most definitely. And the whole, I love the fact that you were different with, you know, the character in Fire Rusted being disfigured and Pia having that, you know, feeling like she's not attractive anymore. And that was real, you know, and it was like the second time you had something similar with one of your villains as well. And I thought that was like a great you know, because you get to feel that realness and what she's going through, and to have this man love her for who she is, period. He didn't care what the outside looked like, you know, because right. to him, she was still beautiful. And I think that was amazing, because he looked at her as such, you know, so when you see someone that way, that is amazing. So very real.
That.
You're very welcome.
You just boosted me and you got me ready to write again.
There you go. That's my job. And I did my job then. Because I really love your books and the things that you write about. And I said, you have memorable scenes. And so everybody get ready. Check out all of her books. And she's got like 30. She's got a huge catalog. So you can't just read one. When you read one, you're going to want to read the rest of them. So get started. Check her out on Amazon and check out her website. And she has this newsletter that comes out, was it every month? Or
well,
every couple
of
weeks?
It was every month, but because of the Lunchtime Chronicles, we're doing it every Wednesday. So
okay.
While,
so, yes. And
while in season, you'll get one every Wednesday, but it calms down so I don't over excite myself and get all in your inbox too much.
Mm-hmm. But yes, I had one in my inbox yesterday for Naked Sushi, so that was great. So yes, and it's very informative. And are you still reviewing books as well?
I have slowed down because I haven't had a lot of time to read recently.
Yeah, I was gonna
but
say,
I'm still
writing more
a little
than reading.
Bit. Mhm. But I plan on next year getting back into that. So and that's awesome. Part of my website. So yeah.
Yes, and also I'm still doing book reviews as well, so I've had a little more reading time here, but I get back to writing because I still have to finish the princess book, the one with the historical from India.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I'm still working on that one as well. So there's lots of projects that I put to the side for the last 6 months, but I'm picking them back up, so hopefully Wolf Daddy will be out by the end of November, ready for Christmas, just in time, and we'll go from there. So, yeah.
I can't wait to read that one.
Yeah, that one's going to be interesting because that'll be my first time really introducing a lot of things into the book, so that I think everybody will enjoy. And see a little bit of a darker romance with this one, so I think it'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Most definitely. But thank you for joining us tonight, and thank you to our wonderful guest, Ms. L. Loren, who's a best-selling author. So get out, buy her books, enjoy her reads. And would you like to add anything else?
No, I just want to thank everybody that's supporting us, especially with the Lunchtime Chronicles. The ambassadors have been awesome, and you ladies have promoted our books and put it out there for everybody. So I like to specifically thank the ambassadors so much.
Most definitely. And you know you've got my support, so I'm going to be constantly putting stuff out anyway because I love you guys, and that's great work. Thank you all for joining us tonight, and that's our show from Mahogsiz. I wish you blessings and love.
You have been listening to Mahogany Says with Mahogany Silvering at mahoganysilverine.net. Thank you and good night.